Changes are afoot at John Wayne Airport in Orange County. Supervisors there voted 4-1 last week to change the longtime operator of the private planes terminal there. And the change is not sitting well with the operator who is out and a few other folks, too. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's been keeping tabs on the story, and he's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
This is a company called ACI Jet of San Luis Obispo that's replacing the longtime operator there at John Wayne, a company called Signature Flight. Why the change?
According to the supervisors, it's because Signature was charging way too much on its fuel prices for the people who are using the planes. And really, as the Republicans in Orange County always love to say, it's a free market. They're trying to save money. ACI put a lower bid than Signature. Although the staff or the supervisors, ACI got the second lowest marking for the bid, while Signature got the highest one.
All right. So what does Signature Flight Support have to say about this? Are they going quietly?
Oh, no. They've been at this for a long time. They actually wrote a letter. They complained to the Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration that the county has violated federal and local procurement laws. They also cited an attorney for Atlantic Aviation. So there's two companies there that handle these private planes, Signature, another one called Atlantic Aviation. The attorney there wrote a letter to the county alleging that some of the supervisors were pretty chummy with a guy who's now the general manager of ACI Jets. So they're alleging collusion, they're alleging favoritism, and Signature is not happy at it at all.
All right. What do supervisors have to say? Orange County supervisors who've done this decision making and have been accused of this collusion and other stuff.
Oh, they're saying they're silly. And similarly with ACI, the general manager who's allegedly too chummy with some supervisors who were named, by the way, in the letter that was sent to the county, they're saying absolutely false. We're just doing a better job. Signature, which has been there for so long, they should not have, you know, they shouldn't be so cocky about things, and they should have had a more competitive bid than ACI.
Now, what kind of money are we talking about with this kind of program there at Orange County Airport? Are we talking millions of dollars? Is this a big contract, I suspect?
Oh, it's huge. So anytime you have a private plane going into John Wayne, Signature and Atlantic to a lesser extent, they're the ones who are in charge of it. So we're talking millions of dollars. And Signature's been there, geez. As long as I've been alive going through John Wayne, you see their big bunker or, you know, the big hangar as you're leaving John Wayne Airport. So they've been there for decades. The county, in terms of saving, I think at least what they're trying to say is that they're trying to save money for the private plane folks that are using them, and especially in the fuel. And tellingly, Signature and both Atlantic, they dropped their prices dramatically on the fuel that they're charging these planes once word got out that the county was thinking of replacing, at the very least, Signature.
Does this at all affect commercial air traffic? Traffic at John Wayne?
Oh, no, absolutely not. So the billionaires and millionaires that can afford their own private jets, it's all on them. Maybe they'll start complaining. I had a friend who worked for Signature. She said nothing but nice things about the company. She said Kobe Bryant had used the services. Very nice guy about it. But for us regular schmoes, nope, we still get to what do I usually get? 51C on Southwest Airlines and every time I go.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.